With an average of more than 46,000 fans turning out for home games, Atlanta United tops the league in average attendance.
It's very hard to even get a ticket now.
J.C. Bradbury is an economist at Kennesaw State University.
Well, you haven't had a large city like Atlanta in the Southeast. There really hasn't been soccer in the Southeast since the Atlanta Chiefs left many, many years ago.
That was back in 1972. He says the fan base has matured since that earlier wave of interest in the U.S.
Now all those people who grew up playing soccer, the first generation, you have people who are fathers and grandfathers. And so you have a lot more people who understand the game, who are willing to watch it.
Bradbury says as a brand new team, Atlanta United is definitely enjoying a honeymoon effect, one that will only magnify with the appeal of a new stadium. That's the sound of the team selling out 55,000 seats at its temporary home in Georgia Tech's Bobby Dodd Stadium this March. At the time, team owner Arthur Blank said the plan for moving over to Mercedes-Benz had been to close off the top-tier seats with a curtain that would leave the lower bowl more intimate for soccer games.
However, you know, we have the capacity to, you know, go to the upper deck and host as many as 71,000 fans. So we may have that chance. We'll see.
But economist J.C. Bradbury says when it comes to predicting Atlanta United's stability in the future, there's way less data available for Major League Soccer turnout than for, say, baseball or football. He says check back in about 10 years when that new team smell has had time to fade. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.